WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday through next Thursday, PBS is presenting an 11-hour documentary series called The Civil War, a series that was 5.5 years in the making. TV critic David Bianculli has a preview.
Before the war, it was said the United States are, grammatically it was spoken that way, and thought of as a collection of independent states. And after the war, it was always the United States is, as we say today, without being self-conscious at all. And that sums up what the war accomplished. It made us and is.
That's author and historian Shelby Foote, who's the most prominent and entertaining talking head in Ken Burns' new documentary series, The Civil War. Foote is the most wonderful storyteller on TV since Joseph Campbell was interviewed by Bill Moyers. But Foote is only one of many secret weapons in this particular Civil War. One of the best things about this series is what it doesn't include. There's not one reconstructed battle in the entire 11 hours. Instead, Burns pans and zooms his camera across thousands of photographs from the period. To capture the mood of the war, he visits former battle sites at the times of day those battles took place, a beautiful and very artistic touch. Burns also relies heavily on letters written at the time, not only by generals and presidents, but by everyday soldiers. These letters are read by unseen actors, while period music and appropriate sound effects play in the background. It's a lot like the approach used in the HBO documentary Dear America, Letters Home from Vietnam, and makes the Civil War seem just as immediate. The voices heard in the Civil War include those of Garrison Keillor, Kurt Vonnegut, Sam Waterston, Morgan Freeman, Julia Harris, Arthur Miller, Jason Robards, and the series narrator, David McCulloch. But the words, even more than the speakers, are what make this documentary so powerful. Listen to part of this letter, written by a Northern soldier to his wife before the Battle of Bull Run. Actor Paul Roebling reads it.
Sarah, my love for you is deathless. It seems to bind me with mighty cables that nothing but omnipotence can break. And yet my love of country comes over me like a strong wind and bears me irresistibly with all those chains to the battlefield. If I do not return, my dear Sarah, never forget how much I loved you, nor that when my last breath escapes me on the battlefield, it will whisper your name. Forgive my many faults and the many pains I have caused you. How thoughtless, how foolish I have sometimes been. But oh, Sarah, if the dead can come back to this earth and flit unseen around those they love, I shall always be with you in the brightest day and the darkest night. Always. Always. And when the soft breeze fans your cheek, it shall be my breath, or the cool air, your throbbing temple. It shall be my spirit passing by.
That may be history, but it's also poetry. And the same is true of all of the Civil War. Ken Burns is a filmmaker who can take you back. Shelby Foote is a storyteller who can convince you he was there. The Civil War is a show to watch and tape and treasure. Please don't miss it.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.